I'm starting my walk of the Seven Heads, which is going to be about an 8-hour trek today around the headland and back into Court McSherry, where I've started. And the owner, Patricia Gannon, of the gorgeous B&B where I'm staying, which is a collection of stone buildings around a courtyard, has kindly put me on my route. And we're about to start walking through the Court McSherry woods up to the headland, which will sort of send me on my way around the other headlands, Patricia. And thanks very much for starting on the route. You do this every day, don't you?
I do. With my little dog.
You're blessed to have this on your doorstep.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And the fact that people can just walk out of your B&B and through this extraordinary woodland up to the headland. And this woodland actually belongs to your family, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
And when did it come into your hands?
It came into my grandfather's hands in 1922, after the War of Independence.
He really did buy an incredible spot, didn't he?
He did.
And these, what feel like, I don't know if they are ancient woodland, but
they're very, very old trees, lots of oaks there.
They do feel it, and the old, yeah. There are plenty of ferns around showing signs of being very,
very
old. But
there are very few of these kind of woods left in the country, actually.
For me, one of the most extraordinary things about these woods is the fact that you have the sea on your left with little fingers of rock sticking out with swimming point after swimming point tucked down at the bottom of some steps. It's just...
It's wonderful,
It is just to die
absolutely
for.
Absolutely wonderful.
And can you also fish off these rocks?
You can. You can fish, and the bass fishing is absolutely super. Actually, there's quite a few over there now fishing.
Oh yeah, okay, I can see them now. Even though the tide's out.
The tide's way out, yeah.
Yeah. I just want, as a walker, would like to thank you for giving access through this extraordinary piece of land, because it really is the most sort of delicious start to any walk.
Yeah.
Having this shaded walkway with the beech leaves underfoot, and then the sea on our side. And I think to be able to also end the walk at this point and have a dip at the end of the day must be extraordinary.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Do you go in yourself?
I do. I go in quite often.
Yeah. And how warm is it?
Well, you become acclimatised, shall
we say. Well, I'll give it a try later on and let you know how I get on. Thanks a million, Trish.